All right, we are going to move on because the issue of water has been debated in the Dáil recently. As I said in the headline at the start, Conal, who fears to speak of 2014. I suppose, look, begin where... tell the listeners why we're talking about this,
okay.
How it came up in the Dáil today before we go into our... sometimes Thursday slot of the late diversion and get into the history.
So yeah, effectively there were statements on Ishgair in the Dáil today. Housing Minister James Brown was up outlining the plans, where the utility has come from since it was established and where they're going. Now, we've heard a huge amount from this government, this new government, about the need to invest in water, wastewater, etc, etc. And what we heard today in the Dáil was quite interesting. It was that these, I suppose, concrete local examples of where the water service just aren't up to scratch. We heard George Lawler, the Labour TD, say in his Wexford area that one person was charged €33,000 by Irish Water for a water connection. We had both a Fianna Fáil TD and Pat Buckley, the Sinn Féin TD, talking about Ballyhooly in East Cork, the damage done down there, the state of the water pipes, how there was a boil water notice in place down there for 9 years. So anyway, behind the scenes, the government agree that the water system in Ireland is in bits and needs to improve massively, and there's going to need to be huge capital investment needed in this in the next 25 years. I think Irish Water estimate that it's about 60 billion they will need over the next 25 years. Why are we talking about water charges? Well, we can get onto that in a minute, but the reason for that, I suppose, we'll go back to the history, but there was a briefing document prepared for James Brown, and in that was listed that one of the priorities for the incoming minister would be what is called an excessive water use charge. So when this was reported in the Irish Independent, everyone effectively saw alarm bells. Now, the government has absolutely emphatically ruled out the idea that they're bringing back any type or any attempt to bring back water charges. But I do think there's questions here over how we're going to pay for these improvements. This is much different to 2009, right?
All right. You might as well begin.
Let's begin. Let's go back to 1978.
Okay, let's go to our late diversion slot on this. And here's a brief history of water charges in Ireland.
Okay. I'll try and be brief, but basically go back to 1978 or go back to before that, basically. Before that, domestic water charges were provided by local authorities. They were financed by means of a water rates paid by households. Fianna Fáil swept into power 1977 on the promise of abolishing water charges, abolishing these rates. They did so, but they didn't really replace it with any other system. So we go to 1985, and then Labour, Tánaiste de Dick Spring, introduces what's effectively a local levy, which includes a water charge. We go then to 1996, heading up to the 1997 election, Brendan Howlin, then Minister, effectively abolishes that charge as a way of keeping anti-water charge candidates out. That's at least the perception of at the time. So there, that's that history. Then we go forward another 14 years, 2009, we're in the height of the financial crisis, and Brian Lennon effectively says, we're introducing water charges. Part of this is part of the Troika deal. It emerges then, we're going to have to do this earlier than was anticipated, 2011, 2013. So this is where the opposition grows, and it grows and it grows and it grows. And I think the thing to remember about water charges as well, if we bring ourselves back to that time, it's like there's a couple of aspects to it. It wasn't, I think, in principle that Irish people were opposed to paying for water. It was two things. The reason that they were being asked to pay for it was to fund this new utility, Irish Water, which it then transpired was going to pay and did pay millions and millions on consultants when it was being set up. It emerged at the time around 2014 that Irish Water staff were also going to be entitled to bonuses.
I know. I was editing the programme this week that broke that story.
Right.
Yeah.
And even if their performance was subpar, they would be entitled to these bonuses. So, you know, the public's, you know, anger grew and grew and grew. And that culminated ultimately, I think it was like October 2014, was about 50,000 people protested through Dublin City. About a month later, we had the famous Jobstown protests where Joan Burton, then Tánaiste, who would later admit that they were rushing ahead too quickly with the established Irish Water. She was trapped in her car. So come back to my point, sorry, that I was making. It wasn't so much that people were opposed to paying water charges in principle. It was that they had to fund this utility they knew nothing about. And everything we heard that was going on at Irish Water at the time. But then there was the valid, I suppose, accusation that this was double taxation. You know, that water improvements are being, and they are to this day, paid out of the general pot. They're paid out of the exchequer.
And there soon developed a political, I wouldn't quite say a consensus around it, but Fianna Fáil, who were in power when the Troika came to town, ultimately came round to opposing water charges as well. And you had the ironic situation of people who, in the Labour Party, who were in power, who had opposed water charges throughout, found themselves marching up the top of the hill for water charges that ultimately never came in. But That's where that went. So water charges, Shane Moynihan, the Sinn Féin were hoping to introduce a bill that would ban forever excess water charges and water charges of any kind. The minister wasn't minded to do that because there's no need, because there's no intention, but he wouldn't go so far as to ruling them out in the legislation. Is that
fair? What we saw was some excellent performative opposition from Sinn Féin during the week. The primary legislation would have to be introduced for water charges to be reinstated anyway at the level of what Sinn Féin were discussing this week's Section 7 of the Water Services Act 2017 amended previous Water Services Act to say that primary legislation would have to be introduced, and that power doesn't exist to levy those charges. So this is not on the radar of the government, and as you say, the reason that we're not paying water charges is because of the confidence and supply arrangement that was put in place in 2016. What Sinn Féin did this week was, I think, create an awful lot of hot air and an awful lot of political drama about an issue that isn't on the political agenda for the government, that there is no intention to do either, and ultimately was an unnecessary piece of legislation.
All right. I'm sure they would argue to the contrary.
But I'm sure they would. They'd be wrong.
There you go. Marie Sherlock.
Yeah, look, I suppose the government had an opportunity to put to bed the issue of water charges this week if they wished, and they didn't, right? But look, ultimately, the key point here is that we have an enormous investment issue. My own constituency in Dublin Central, in terms of pipes that are obviously decades old at this stage and creaking, but a school situation where some schools across the country are being charged for water, others aren't. I'm dealing with a school at the moment that has a bill of €6,000, went from a bill of a few hundred euros a year to €6,000 overnight, and Irish Water aren't able to explain what happened, other than saying that there's probably a big leak. And then, you know, my home village in Carrignavar in Cork, where a house hasn't been built in 20 years because they need a wastewater treatment plant, and Irish Water have not moved on that. Right. So there's a massive investment need here, and we've seen far too little progress and far too little money coming from government to ensure that those, you know, it affects housing, it's education, and indeed jobs as well. Like, we see data centres have a huge water need, and we haven't seen a proper strategy.
I need to go to Ken O'Flynn on this, because Ken, your party during the election was majoring on infrastructure investment. Would you ever see water charges as a way of funding that? Would you be an outlier on this issue, or would you be against them as well?
Certainly, I don't think we see in the future water charges being brought in for a very, very long time. I don't think Irish Water is fit for purpose the way it is structured at the moment. Could I just say to you, I want to welcome to the Labour Party reversal of gears. I know there was a lot of Labour Party speakers today in the Dáil, and you know, they've moved their position, fair play to them, from when Alan Kelly introduced Irish Water. But could I just say, look, the problems with Irish Water
I think Phil Hogan introduced Irish Water, to be fair.
Fair enough. Phil Hogan with and afterwards Alan. But when you talk about Irish Water at the moment and how it's operating, a connection charge now for an average developer or builder is charging about 6,000, which is passed on to the new household owner. You know, so that's after bringing up the prices. Right. So don't be under any illusion that we're not paying a water tax at the moment. Additionally, you know, connection charges. I've people in Cork City that are paying 3,000 to go half a metre for connection charges. I've other people paying, mentioned in the Dáil today, 33,000.
I have to interrupt, but we have advertisers paying for ads, and we have to hit a break before we go. So we'll take a break. We're back in a minute.